God bless you in Radio Land. This is Yours in Christ, Friend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to get prayer line open, asking my friends to pray over everything, to know where it is or how you plan to do it. Prayer is the key, my friends. That book of Genesis, the Galatians, is real. You on that job, you in your home, you in your automobile. I want you to know, my friends, your situation, if you're going through that situation, can be turned around. You that have that problem with your body. Some say, well, Rev, I have arthritis. Some men say their nature is not working like it's supposed to be. Some right now are looking to grow hair on their head. Some have high blood pressure. Some want to lose weight. My friends, we have herbal remedies here that we've been sending out throughout the years that have been successful in so many ways. That pain and swelling, that gout, that rheumatism. My friends, again, I'm going to tell you and especially back in the days, friends, there used to be someone always go off into woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back, clean what they picked up out of the woods, boil it, steep it, and strain it, so they can drink it and their body's right. You can get rid of that pain. You get rid of that swelling. You can turn situations around. We have herbal remedies and different herbal teas, my friends, for all types of situations. Some, at the sound of my voice, have turned that boyfriend right back there. You know, God is on canon. There is no failure in God if you have faith of a grain of mustard seed. I'm going to give you the telephone number here to the prayer office and the mailing address right here in Atlanta. Get your pencils and paper ready. Some right now are dealing with evildoers, throwing that phone and hiding that hand, and you don't know who it is coming after you. Some have been different places up and down the highways and byways, friends, trying to turn this situation around, and it seems that they're going for naught. Oh, my God. You know, at one time we even talked about those that were trying to do more, and every time you try to do it, you'd be talking to a friend of yours. And as you talk, friend, you turn around and the friend is doing better than you, and you're wondering how they're doing it better than you. You have to must keep that mouth closed and that eye, that ear, and that nose wide open. Oh, my God, everybody's business is nobody's business. There was once a young man one time, an old man was sick in his hardware store, and the young man told his friend, he said, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over here and ask this man, does he need help? So the next thing he knows, he go to meet this man in the hospital to see if he needs help. By the time he gets there, his friend has already opened the store and sweeping and cleaning the windows. Later on, the friend owned the business because that man was appreciative. My friend, your business, or you can step out on that faith and turn your situation. You that are right now in financial need, you, my friends, that seems as if every time you try to go, something holds you back. Some of us even have enemies in our own family and trying to figure out why in the world is everything going backwards. Yes, friends, this is Reverend Gregory here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. My friends, we send different prayer packets out across the country for different situations. Maybe you would like to dress around your home. Maybe you, my friends, are having trouble on that job and want to turn it around. You might have a sickness, my friend, or unnatural, and have been going through it and through it and still not had success. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-4444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Those of you that are writing, we're going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil, a prayer cloth, and a cross. And to you that are going to court, my friends, definitely want angels. My friends, write down the telephone number. That's 404-212-2444. If you have a problem there in your home and you've been walking around and wondering where all this mess on the ground is coming from, and you say, well, you just cleaned your yard and here they are sitting down looking at you every time you come in and out your house. You know that old jealousy, that old Cain and Abel spirit that's still roaming the earth. Sometimes, friends, you don't even know where it's coming from, but you can show prayer away, friends. Oh, my God. Again, that telephone number, 404 212 1-800-282-4444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity patches. Now, my friends, those of you that are writing, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory. That's G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Post Office Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. If I cannot help you through the power of God, my friends, I sure love to God will not harm you. But I'll show you, friends, that you that are in need, you that have that trouble, put that one foot in front of the other. You make one step, friends, and I guarantee you we'll make the second one for you. Oh, my God. Now, write down that telephone number again. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friends, just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444. Whether you have problems in your body, my friends, to the medicine cabinet, and you don't have any space in that cabinet for your toothbrush because of so many pill bottles. Oh, my God, you with that diabetes. I'll show you, friends, you can control it without going overboard. Oh, my friend. And that mailing address is 404-212-2444.
How do you mean? Because I know one time you told me that your hands felt like they were warm and you feel warm all over. And
my hands swell up.
Huh?
My hand and feet don't swell anymore like they were.
Oh, you used to have swelling. I forgot about that. So now you don't have any more swelling either, huh?
Uh-huh. And the bits of my head is gone.
The body aches.
The body
aches. Uh-huh.
Right.
They're gone.
Uh-huh.
All right.
My friends, I'm going to take a minute here because our time is drawing down today. Let us take a minute of prayer with Bishop Noel, and you get right back with it. We're going to be right back with you. Again, friends, telephone number, write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for what you know when old Satan gets busy, my friends. You can't remember your own telephone number. Join us for a minute of prayer.
Eternal God, our Father, once again, we come before thee. We come before thy fountain. We come on the behalf of these, your faithful ones today, that stand in need of your help right now. We ask that thou will go into that home where there's confusion and trouble. We ask that thou will bring peace between husband and wife and family. We pray for those that are sick today, those that are confined to their home, their bed, the wheelchair, those that are on crutches today. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that thou will heal and touch mankind everywhere. Lord, we look to the hill today for which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord which made the heaven and earth. And Lord, dear Father, we call on you this time of trouble and confusion in the land where man is against daughter and son against mother. We pray that thou will bring peace everywhere. Touch, heal, bless, and deliver those that are disturbed today in the convalescent home. We pray that thou will give strength and courage. And those that are on the battlefield, for your sake, in Jesus' name, hearing the word abroad, we ask that thou will give mankind wisdom and knowledge and understanding according to thy word. We pray for Reverend Gregory and his ministry here in the city and other places across the country as he ministers to the needs of the people everywhere. We pray, dear Father, for those that are in need today of your spiritual help right now. Father, my special prayer that you bless, heal, and meet the needs of your people everywhere. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, bless me, your humble servant. In Jesus' name is my prayer. Amen and amen.
Amen. Good God. Oh, my friends, you know prayer is the key, my friends. That book of Genesis to Revelations is, and my friends, if you just have that faith, just that faith of a grain of mustard seed, my friends, you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. Now, those of you that are writing, once again, my friends, that mailing address, Post Office Box 16 1-609-1-609-603. Again, Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, that's Gregory. Post Office Box 16903. Send that prayer request, my friends. Oh, my God. Don't forget, put your name and your return address inside or outside that letter along with your prayer request. And maybe even your telephone number if you wish for us to call you back. Or whatever donation you send towards the ministry, my friend, you send it from your heart. If it's not from your heart, there are not too many folks can do with it. Now, those of you that are calling, if that line is busy, just call me right back. That's 404-212-2444. And I know that you'll be glad that you did.
Different sources, and I, well, couldn't nobody help me. They would say that they was going to do it, and then nothing worked. But until I, you know, got in touch with you and started talking to you, and things went to, you know.
And he ran off to be with the other lady for a little while, too,
didn't he? Sure did.
Scared you to death.
Mm-hmm, I didn't know what to do. I was so wound up, I wanted to commit suicide.
Is he, and he's at home now?
Yes, at home.
How's he acting? How are things turning out?
Well, he seemed like to me he is happy. You know what he said today?
No.
I had to look at him. He said, you don't believe me. He said, I feel so relieved. He said, and I feel so in love.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't believe none of that, huh?
Huh?
You couldn't believe none of that, huh?
No, I looked at him. He said, you don't believe me. I didn't say no. But she was taking him for a merry-go-round.
Oh, my God. You know, my friends, our time is drawing down. You know, God is in the blessing business, my friends. We can sit down here if we had enough time and go through each and every book of the Bible and enjoy what we've heard, seen, and who God know what to do and how to avoid it. My friends, those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's gone, friends, after it's out of your reach, it's something else to go back and get it. Write down the telephone number, my friends. Again, that's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Again, my friends, when you call. Now, those of you that are writing, remember, we're going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil and a prayer cloth and also a cross. Whether you have problems in court, whether you have situations around your home or job, whether you're trying to have peace everywhere you go, whether old Satan has already gotten you and you're fighting in your sleep, I want you to know you too can come through. Some say, Rev, it seems like all kind of demons are coming at me even at home. Telephone number, my friends, all I'm going to ask you to do is keep that faith. No matter what you're facing, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friend, just dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. I'll show you how to dress that home, and I'll show you how to get that body back in shape. Oh, my friend, this is Reverend Gregory here in Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God. Just that faith is what you need. Once again, telephone number, dial me up when you call. You say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus. And we know everybody's business is nobody's business. Again, that telephone number, friends, is 404-212-2444. May God bless you and keep you. You pray with us, and we'll be praying with you.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1. Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
But truly, our God is great, and He's so greatly to be praised. I thank you and I bless you for tuning in. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. O gracious Father, for truly this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, I come against every spirit that is trying to take my voice, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for a special anointing to rest upon me from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. God, you said no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Satan, I come against you because this word shall go out with power and with fire. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the covering. God, I even thank you for the prayers of the righteous, O God. Father God, now I pray for those that are listening on this morning, that Father God, that you will answer every need that they got before you, God. In the matchless name of Jesus. God, you never come short of your word, God. God, we give you all the glory and all the honor. Father God, in the name of Jesus, without you, we can't do nothing. But with you, we can do all things. And Father God, for that, we say thank you. And have thine own way, God. We are ready to receive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, turn them to Matthew, the 11th chapter, and the 28th through the 30th verses. It's Matthew, the 11th chapter, 28 through 30th verses. Satan is already defeated. Yes, he is. And I will be reading from the New International Version. It says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic on today is, it's time to elevate. Don't allow your circumstances or what you see around you to keep you in a place of despair, to keep you at a place where it will not allow you to grow or to elevate. Matthew 11, 28 and 30 verses is an invitation. It is an open invitation. It is a call to anybody that is feeling weary, you feeling burdened down, whether it's physically, emotionally, or spiritually. People of God, there are times when we constantly going, and when we constantly pouring out, we get frustrated. We get weary. We get tired. Why? Because we never take time out to get replenished, to allow the word of God to be poured back into us. Even a person who God sends our way. And we should know whether or not that person is from God to pour back into us. Because if you keep on pouring out, and being depleted, you are bound to come to a spiritual burnout. Physically and spiritually, and most of all, emotionally. But he gives us a promise. He does not just offer a temporary break. He promises rest for your soul. There is rest. You can't carry the whole world. You can't carry everybody. You have to have rest for your soul. And so the exchange is, he suggests you trading all your heavy burdens, your exhausting yokes and the cares of this world, like anxiety, striving, bills, the children, they acting up, the legalism, everything of this world. Because let me tell you something, it is easy. It is so easy if you is not praying and asking God to cover your spirit, to shield you. It is easy to get attached to what is going on in this world. And that spirit will weigh you down. But he's saying his yoke is easy and it's light. Because why? Because he helps to carry it. And not only will he carry it, he will take it away. People of God, in this month of June, we have entered into a brand new month. And I can assure you, joy is coming in the month of June. Justice is coming in the month of June. Whatever you believe in God for, God said it is coming to pass in the month of June. And so much more. I heard the Lord say, come up. It's time for you to come up. It's time for you to dust yourself out, dry your tears, stop talking defeat. It's time to come up. And the Lord began to show me the intentional choices, the intentional habits, and the lifestyles of those who will do just that in the month of June. They are determined. They are going to elevate. They are determined. They are not going to allow circumstances to keep them at a place of defeat. Even if they have to walk this walk alone, they have made up their mind. For God I live and for God I die. They have made up their mind. There is more to me living for Christ than just to be living day by day, paycheck to paycheck, or wondering whether or not I'm going to get to heaven. You should know by now. Come on here, somebody. It's time to elevate. It's time to elevate spiritually as well as physically. It's time to come out of the dungeon of doom. And catch this. It's time to reevaluate your association. Because everybody ain't meant to go up with you. Come on here, somebody. Some people you got to leave behind. Why? Because your life depends on this. Why? Because your family's salvation depends on this. Why? Because your children. Salvation, your grandchildren, your seed seed. There are people that God has commanded you to witness to. So you got to get yourself together before you can even do the assignment God has commissioned you to do. Because, now listen to this, and I want you to listen to the Holy Ghost well. It doesn't make no sense for God saying, that, hey, I need you to do this or that when you don't believe in yourself. You got to know you are ready to do what God has called you to do. People of God, you are about to step into a realm where you experience life differently than you ever have before. It will be supernatural. You will know what it is to be truly set apart. Even when you around something that you know you're not supposed to be around, your spirit feel off. Wait a minute, this is not even, I'm not even supposed to be here. You will know what it means to be truly set apart. When that person's spirit does not agree with your spirit. Come on here, somebody. Because why? You have experienced it on another level. God has elevated you. There is a different portion of blessings and favor and types of opportunities that God gives to those who commit to a life of focused faith. Is that you? Have you committed your life? Now, don't play with this thing. Have you gave your whole heart, everything to him? Think about it. And so I prophesy over you now. Not only will you see sudden miracles in the month of June. Not only will you see shocking turnarounds and outcomes in the area of your health and your finances and divine relationships and divine connections, destiny helpers. But you will see the hand of God bring forth judicial decisions and supernatural blessings. Excuse me. In the mighty name of Jesus. June will be a month of recompense. Of recompense. Y'all know what I'm saying. A month of payback. June will be a month when the Lord takes what Satan meant for evil. Come on here. And turns it for your good. Your time of humiliation. Your time of being talked about. Your time of being lied on. Your time of being misunderstood. Come on here, somebody. It wasn't in vain. Because why? You have stepped into a season of sustained victory. Not victory here, victory there, victory, 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 but sustained. Sustained means it's going to stay there. No more wishy-washy wavering. Sustained victory. People of God, let me tell you something. Some of y'all names have been spoken in rooms your feet haven't even stepped into. Mm-hmm. Heaven is having conversations about you. You keep on doing good. You keep on doing right. You keep on doing what God tells you to do. No, they're not going to understand you because you don't hang with everybody, because you don't attend every meeting. You are to the point to now. I am obeying God every step of the way until he calls me home. Mm. No matter what I have to give up, I'm obeying God. I see harvests that exceed what you thought your seed could produce. These harvests will come into your hands in the month of June. I hear some of you saying, well, I done sold this and I done sold that. But let me tell you something. If you did it because God told you to do it, and you did it with a grateful heart because God told me to do it, guess what? It's coming back. Double. And I want you to listen to this word. That's why God said you got to elevate so you can receive everything. You got to shake it off. You can't stay down to receive it. You got to come up. Come up. Your mindset. The way you think. The way you speak. Even the way you dress. Even the way you look. It's time to come up. Ah, you're the Oboshai. I would say this. I've changed my outlook on life. I even changed my outlook on the way I dress. Even my whole outer appearance. And sometimes you have to do that. It's not because searching for something, because it's for me, because I know who I am. I'm representing Christ, so I have to come up. I have to look the part of what I'm doing, not just saying it, but I want the people to see it. So, I want you to know, and I want you to hold on to this, because the Lord does not lie. People of God, I'm telling you, something is happening in the month of June. Those who can get into the flow will see things they have never seen before. Because what the enemy is planning will look like child's play compared to what God starts doing to demonstrate his power and ability among his people. God is really saying, let's come into the flow of the Holy Ghost and let him back up this prophetic word. Let him show you that he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Let us pray. God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory and all the honor. We thank you, God, that we have a breakthrough in the spirit, that we have elevated. We have come up so we will not stay where we are. And we thank you. We glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, June 11th through the 13th, revival, revival, revival. Trust